This is Louis Navalier. It's Thursday, May 5th. Well, the stock market had obviously a stunning shortcoming rally yesterday. And even though it was a shortcoming rally, it's still significant because the S&P 500 last Friday didn't effectively retest its March 14th lows. So this is an important bounce off the lows. The other thing that's been going on this week is we've had a lot of record earnings from the energy stocks, the fertilizer companies, and even some of our big shipping stocks. And that just puts a firmer foundation under the market. And inflation plays are working. So this has me feeling very, very good. Now, speaking of inflation, normally natural gas prices drop as it warms up in the summer months. And they're not dropping because we're sending all this natural gas to Europe in the form of liquefied natural gas so they can break away from Russia. The European Union this week has said they want to break away from all Russian oil in the next 6 months and refined products by the end of the year. Now, there are some countries like Hungary and Slovakia that are rejecting that call because their refineries are set up for the heavy sour crude from Russia, and the new crude they'll get will be more sweet and light from Africa and other sources. And they're arguing that it's going to take more time to break away from Russia. But the bottom line is that's putting a very, very good floor underneath crude oil prices, which are, you know, over $108 a barrel right now. So this is great news for our energy stocks. You know, the energy stocks normally would consolidate in the fall as the weather cools, and they may not this time if Europe sticks to its call to break away from Russian oil. So this is just great news for all our inflation bets here, folks. The other comment I'd have is, you know, Chairman Powell obviously sparked that rally yesterday by saying that the Fed's not going to move in 75 basis point increments. I don't know why the market reacted to that, but it did. And obviously we got some other 50 basis point increments coming. But the other big news this week is the Bank of England today raised their key rates. They're at 1%. We're at 0.75. And Bank of England is forecasting a recession later this year. And our Treasury Secretary, Janet Yellen, said the Fed would have to be skillful and a little lucky to engineer a soft landing. But Chairman Powell said he does not anticipate a recession. And I would tend to agree with him after looking at all the ISM data, whether it's services or manufacturing. We've had a lot of good news coming out. Now, tomorrow, of course, we're going to have the Friday payroll report. I'm sure it's still growing because there's labor shortages in America. And so that will be interesting to see. But if you look at the payroll data, small businesses are shedding jobs, okay? That could be because a higher quit rate. Employees are looking for higher wages or benefits elsewhere. But we got to keep an eye on that because if small businesses have a tough time, that's not good for the economy. But overall, all I can tell you is Wall Street likes to anticipate a lot of recessions that never materialize. And speaking of anticipating recessions, the Atlanta Fed is now anticipating 2.2% GDP growth for the second quarter. So whatever the Commerce Department was fearing, okay, in the first quarter, is not apparently going to recur in the second quarter. Now, the Commerce Department did report that we had a record trade deficit in March because our imports soared over 10%, although our exports soared over 5%, but we had the biggest trade deficit ever. And then it says trade imbalances that were largely caused it to have its negative GDP forecast for the first quarter. But I think that's going to get revised higher based on all the other data I've seen. And you have to have two negative quarters in a row for a recession, and I think we're going to be able to skirt it. I've never seen a situation where the ISM surveys are positive, which means they're above 50. Consumers are still spending money. Retail sales are very strong in the first quarter. So I think we're going to be fine. And so we shall see. And you know, the U.S. government even has record tax revenue. So that doesn't happen going into recessions. So I just think we're going to be okay here, folks. And the main thing is we just have to have big inflation bets in our portfolio. So those are the energy stocks, the fertilizer stocks, the food companies that are profiting from inflation, the shipping stocks, because we still have these shipping bottlenecks and gridlock out there. And then, you know, we've had steel stocks do very well. We've last week we had a copper stock announced. And, you know, it's, you know, material costs have gone up. That's why they're raising the price of cars and other things. And I do think we'll get through this. We just have to profit from inflation by buying the inflation bets. I would also add that there's still an acute semiconductor shortage. Some of the big auto companies are implying the shortage will be over later this year. If you just look at semiconductor output, they're still constrained. So that industry is very, very healthy, okay? And so just hang on, enjoy the ride. It's, you know, I think the risk has been running out of the market. The big indices like the S&P have retested the lows. We have to back and fill this morning because you can't go up like we did yesterday without some consolidation. But by and large, our stocks are doing great and celebrating their earnings. The overall market is 75% through earnings season now, but it's because we have some small caps, we still got more earnings in the pipeline. But I do want to assure everybody that earnings are working. Now, when I say that, what I mean is the stocks firm up and tend to meander higher. Will they erase a loss this year? Some of them will, yes, and some of them won't. But, you know, the bottom line is it's putting a good foundation under our stocks. And because we have all these commodity plays, okay, it's just amazing to me that we are literally trading at 16 times earnings and 4 times forecasted earnings. I mean, that's ridiculous. Now, this market has been priced for Armageddon, okay? And I realize there's a very serious war between Ukraine and Russia. And I realize Russia, you know, has threatened the UK and with annihilation and things like that by making a video and putting it on TV. And but, you know, the bottom line is not everyone anticipates that's going to happen. So let's hope not. And the main thing we should do is just profit from inflation, and we'll get through this like we get through a lot of things. The sector to avoid out there, folks, is still financials. The financials do not do well with this flat yield curve, and so please avoid that sector. I don't know why sometimes the talking heads and TV have to talk about financials, probably because they interview people from financial companies. But yeah, when the yield curve is flat like this, you don't want to buy financials. It squeezes their operating margins. So that's it, everybody. It's Louis Navalier. I'll keep updating these podcasts during fast market conditions. And hang in there. I know it's been stressful for a lot of people, but now you're getting some big relief rallies and some great earnings. So hopefully your patience has been rewarded. I'll keep updating the podcast during fast market conditions. Tomorrow will be the payroll report. And it'll be interesting how the market reacts, but we do expect positive payroll report because of the labor shortages. So that's it. I'll talk to you soon. Louis Navalier.